Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 154, season 7. Today's date is August 6, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. Today's show, I will talk about Rusty the Handyman from the Bozo Super Sunday Show that was played by Robin Urich. He passed away a few days ago. I will talk about my memories and about his life. Also, I will talk about school supplies from the 1970s. And this is an era where I grew up when I went to school, elementary school, and the school supplies that my mother bought for me before I started school in September. So that'll be a lot of fun, you know, and this will trigger a lot of memories for everybody during that time. But right now, also, I will talk about some other posts that I posted on my Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page. I haven't done it in the past couple episodes, so I'll read off a few posts. And you can check them out on, if you're on Facebook, please check them out on my Facebook page. Okay, right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Lowenbrau Beer. Oh, that famous commercial. And it's from the mid-1970s. And the slogan is, here's to good friends. So sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight. Let it be Lowenbrau.
Let it be Lowenbrau.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer. Have a Lowenbrau. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Lowenbrau.
Tonight, let it be Lowenbrau.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Lowenbrau Beer. Let me give you a little history about this beer and the commercial. It's founded in Munich, Germany, and it means, Lowenbrau means lion's brew, which is, this is a very old beer, you know. It opened like in the, you know, according to some sources, it happened like in the 14th century, 16th century, around there, and that's, you know, allegedly found like that. And, when I first saw this beer, was not in a liquor store. It was in during the commercials that they aired. And they aired these commercials most of the time when Saturday Night Live aired in the 70s. The show's still on, but I'm talking about with the original cast, like Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, etc. And they played this commercial. And it was very memorable. A lot of people remember that. Interesting enough, the singer that you heard on the commercial was not Lou Rawls. It wasn't him. I thought it was him. And then some people said it was him. It was not true. The singer was, his name was Arthur Prysock. And he was a baritone jazz singer. And he sang that. He had a good voice, you know, very melodic and all that. And unfortunately, he passed away on June 21st, 1997. And then there were other singers that sang the commercials. I tried Lowenbrau beer a long time ago. It's still being made, but I have not seen it in the liquor stores. Maybe it's there, but I never paid attention to it because I'm not a drinker. I'm not crazy about domestic beers that much. I like imported, like, for example, Heineken, which is good. Also like a Greek beer, because I'm Greek, of course. I like Fix, and I haven't tried the other ones like Alpha and Mythos. Someday I will. But I went to a festival, a church festival, about last month, and I ordered a Fix beer. That was good, you know, very small. So Lowenbrau was just like, it reminds me of Michelob. That's what it was. And so that commercial was very memorable, and it was there from the 70s and 80s. So if you want to check it out, you can check out on YouTube. You'll find it. Just do a search. Okay. Right now, I will talk about what I mentioned at the top of the program. I will talk about Rusty the Handyman from the Bozo Super Sunday School, played by Robin Urich. I will talk about him first, and also school supplies from the 1970s. Okay, first off, we'll talk about Rusty the Handyman. That was played by Robin Urich, and he started the Bozo Super Sunday Show from in 1994. I think that's about the time they moved the show from, first it was at noon, then it was in the morning about 7 o'clock, and then it moved to Sundays, you know. And I grew up in an era from the late 60s, from the 70s and 80s, you know, with Bob Bell as Bozo, Roy Brown as Cookie the Cook, Ned Luck for Ringmaster Ned, Oliver, played by Ray Rayner, Wizzle the Wizard, played by Marshall Brodine, you know, those guys. And then, you know, Bob Bell retired in 1984, I believe. And then, I think 83 or 84, I keep forgetting. And then Joey Diaria played Bozo from then until the show ended in 2001. And Robin Urich played Rusty the Handyman. I've seen a few clips of him. He's very funny. You know, he's not very bright. Sometimes, not always, but he was very entertaining. I liked the guy. I really did. And I saw a few shows in Sundays, you know, but that was from the era from the 90s. You know, if kids in the 90s grew up, they remembered him. And believe it or not, he was an actor too, you know, and he appeared in some movies and some TV shows. Like, for example, I'll read off his credits. If you remember these TV shows, he played in, he was Archie Bunker's Place, the spinoff from Arnold and the Family. He was in a movie called Class Reunion. If you remember that. After MASH, that's a spinoff of MASH. He was also in the TV show Alice, and also in Webster, you know, that starred Emmanuel Lewis. He was in there. Also, he was in a movie, Hoffa, that starred Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito, and he played a reporter in that. Maybe, you know, I seen the movie once a long time ago, and, you know, I didn't pay attention. Maybe I'll see it again if I can find him. He played a reporter, and then he played Rusty, of course. And he was suffering from cancer, and he died. He was 69 years old, and that was a shame. It really was. And they had a GoFundMe page for him to pay for his medical expenses, and now they have one for to pay his funeral. And he was in Ringling Brothers after he left the Bozo Super Sunday Show. I think when it was canceled, then he went to Sarasota and he started in Ringling Brothers. And he entertained certain events. He worked at workshops. He trained how to be a clown. That must have been interesting. You know, but he sounds a wonderful man. You know, my condolences to the family. Okay. Next up, we'll talk about school supplies of the 1970s. This subject is very dear to me. And I had fond memories of that when I was growing up. I don't remember school supplies when I went to kindergarten. But also, it was first grade, I remembered. And we lived in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago. Excuse me. And then we lived there, and the nearby stores that we lived on Michigan Avenue was Gately's People Store and Kresge's discount store. And that's where my mother bought school supplies for me. Let's see. So excuse me a second. I'll be right back. Okay, everyone. Sorry about that. I had to clear my throat. You know, I'm recording in my house and the air conditioner's on. And it affects my throat and it gets dry. So I have to drink water. Okay. I was talking about the school supplies from the 1970s. And when we lived in the Roseland area on the south side of Chicago, on Michigan Avenue, right above the shoe store, my father owned the building. My mother bought school supplies from certain stores. For example, Gately's People Store and also Kresge's, if you remember that. Also Woolworths. It was on 113th Street. And Kresge's and Gately's People Store was on 112th. We lived on 111th. And I remember she bought, let's see, for example, pencils, pens, erasers, pencil sharpeners, little pencil sharpeners. Remember that? If I had art class, she would buy me Elmer's glue and also paste, which was, you know, when you open a jar of paste, that smell, oh, that's unmistakable. Yeah, that smell like that. And crayons. She bought Crayola crayons. Also, there was a brand of crayons that a lot of people forgot was called Whitman. And they were kind of cool looking, very colorful. So in the back, they showed a list, you know, in dots, what colors they are. And Crayola didn't do that. And I found a few pictures online, you know, Etsy.com sells them. eBay, of course. And they were very nice. And so I remember my mom bought a bag or a suitcase and put all my books, and I put my notebooks. Also notebooks, just a standard Mead notebooks, you know, different colors. Also a binder. Remember, you buy the dividers with different colors. And then you label them. That was nice. So you went to school, and you had the dividers with the notebooks, and you would just. I remember when I was in class, and let's say we had English class, social studies, or history, science. I would just flip over, and I had fun when I was at home, and I labeled them, which colors like that. It was kind of cool. I remember the pens I had was, for example, the four color ones that came from Bic. They still sell them, I believe. You know, it was red, black, blue, and green. And I remember I had a pen where it had different colors. It was about maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 colors like that. It was a huge pen like that. And I saw that in the store. I begged my mom to buy it for me, and she did. And it was kind of nice. And also, there was like a case, and it was like a plastic case shaped like a pencil, a very huge pencil. And I think you had like a zipper, and you put your pencils in there. It was kind of nice. And let's see what else. Also, interesting thing I want to tell you is, also, do you remember composition books? It came when you want to write a composition or a book report. The binder was like in black and white, and then it had a label. You put your name, what grade you were, what class, and you did that. And also the Trapper Keeper. I never had the Trapper Keeper, but it was very popular in school, and it was there from the 70s and 80s and that. Also, there was a photo on Twitter. I noticed that about a few days ago. Richard Roper, the film critic, and sometimes he appears on Windy City Live on WLS TV Channel 7. He posted a picture of school supplies, like in the 70s, and it showed a box of Crayola crayons, a 64, you know, with a sharpener in the back. Also, the things that I mentioned, Elmer's glue, a paste, pens, like that. And pencil sharpeners, those little ones. Also, when you were in class, Yeah, before I get into that, you know, I want to thank Richard Roper for that photo. That was nice. Boy, the memories kept flooding in because of that. And so let's see what else I remember. I remember when you're in class, you had they had a pencil sharpener. Sometimes they had the one that you had a handle and you roll it like that. Also, they had electric ones, you know, and some kids, no, I don't think kids brought electric ones. No, I don't think so. And so let's see. And for example, like in the classroom, you had the blackboards. I remember on top of the blackboard had the alphabet. And I remember in second grade, we learned how to handwrite. And my teacher taught me that when I attended Aquarius Elementary Schools, which was located on Stone Island Avenue in the South Shore neighborhood, then it moved to Damon Avenue, and then it moved where it is on Palos Hills. But that was a cool memory that she taught, my English teacher taught, Mrs. Jost taught us in class how to handwrite. My handwriting is not that great these days. You know, I write like a doctor. But it was fun learning each letter, capital letters, you know, uppercase, lowercase, you know. Also learned basic math, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division came later, and then geometry, and et cetera. Yeah, that was fun. Also, your textbooks, you know, it's kind of cool seeing that. But the thing is, every year when the school year would start, it started September when I was growing up, but now it's August. I don't understand that. I don't know when that started. I don't remember when it started. I'm not married. I don't have children, so I don't know. But I know it's in August, and that's bizarre. To me, it is. September is traditionally, the month that you start school. But I think it starts to go in Chicago, in the city, but not in the suburbs. They start a little earlier. And probably about now, you know, it's coming up. So every year, I would get new school supplies, you know, get new notebooks, new pens, markers, whatever you needed, you know. Highlighters weren't there at the time. They came later. So I never used a highlighter when I was in grade school. Mm-mm. Not at all. And of course, box of Crayola crayons. First, I didn't get the 64 one. You get, like, for example, the 16, the 24, then the 48. You know, and I talked about Crayola crayons and their discontinued colors on a previous podcast episode. If you could search it, you could find it. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was fun to talk about. And so that's, let's see what else. And then as years went by, I didn't need school supplies, you know, up to eighth grade. But when I went to Bogan High School, you bought, you know, notebooks, you know, the usual, you know, but textbooks were provided in the high school. You know, some were real old. Also, what else? Oh, rulers. There were side rules. There was protractors. I had that, you know. You know, and then when you get older and then you go to high school, then college, and then I went to DeVry Institute. I remember the school supplies I needed was, of course, notebooks, pens, pencils, also flow charts, because computer science was my major, and I bought a flow chart. And people who were in this field, and when they went to DeVry, and they bought their first flow chart, and I posted a picture of a flow chart a long time ago on Twitter. And there were people that were in the field of computer science. I don't know about the internet. I doubt it. You know, IT. They didn't do that. So it was kind of cool seeing that. Also, so it was fun. Also, now I'm going to play a commercial, and it's for the Bic Banana. I did have the Bic Banana when I was in grade school. And here's a commercial from the mid-1970s. This is Bic Banana Crayons, and it stars Charles Nelson Reilly. And he's singing. He's dressed like a banana, and all his students are. And they're singing along, and it's funny. So here is the commercial for Big Banana Crayons. Sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thanks.
Oh, we've gone bananas for Big Banana in crayon. You'll learn to write a lot of ways. Oh, we've gone bananas for Big Banana in crayon. The colors are so bright and gay. Oh, you can learn to color, write smooth lines or fat. Draw a banana and give it a hat. Okay, bunch, you'll go bananas for Big Banana in crayon. You'll learn to write a lot.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Big Banana Crayons with Charles Nelson Reilly. He was a very funny man. He's best known for his appearance on Match Game. I still love that show. It's hilarious. I have the Game Show Network, so I used to watch all of them, but I don't watch, you know, I've seen all the reruns. It's still rerun to this day. And he was in a lot of sitcoms, a lot of movies, stage work. It was hilarious. He's famous for playing Hoodoo, the magician from Lidsville, you know, with all the people with the hats and all that. And he was a nasty guy, but he was insulting. He insulted everybody. It was just funny. Okay. So for school supplies, I had the Big Banana. Yeah, I did that. And there are commercials, of course, of this one as well on YouTube. You can do a search and you can find it. Okay. So that is all for school supplies. So, you know, it's that was, like I said, this was a treasured moment, a treasured memory for me, you know, looking forward to the school year to get my school supplies. And someday I will talk about lunchboxes. You know, I had a few lunchboxes. So that would be an interesting show. That will be coming up soon. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about some posts that I posted on Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. I'll go through a few, and then that'll be the end of the show. All right, so here we go. About a couple weeks ago, I posted a... It was a photo of a pie server from Poppin' Fresh Pies, which is now called Baker's Square. And the one that I went to a lot was located in Burbank, Illinois, at 79th Street in Cicero. That opened about 1979, 80, around that time, you know. And there are not that many in the Chicagoland area. You know, they closed, I think there were about maybe three or four. And you know, I haven't been to one in a long time. The one that was nearby was in Alsip, and they closed that. And I think the other one is in Willowbrook, so that's out of the way. So if I'm in the area, maybe I'll have a cream for French silk, which is one of my favorite. And so that was cool for me to post that photo of the pie server. You know, it's kind of nice. Okay, next up, I posted, let's see what we got here. I found a carton of Prince Castle's ice cream, and you remember Prince Castle's hamburgers, and then it became Cock Robin. This particular post of the carton of vanilla ice cream, it says vanilla ice cream, but on the photograph shows like different flavors. It looked like there was cherry, strawberry, you know, fudge swirl. And that was kind of misleading, you know, to people say, well, when you have vanilla ice cream, wouldn't it show a picture of vanilla? I don't know. Maybe it was an error, or they just did that just to confuse the consumer like me. But it was kind of cool finding that. So a lot of people liked it. I mean, they miss this place so much. Also, I found a server pad where, you know, if you're a waiter or waitress at a restaurant, and this is from Wags Restaurant. And I remember the Wags, that was at 79th and Cicero in Scottsdale neighborhood. I only went a couple times, but there was one near where, when I attended DeVry Institute of Technology on the north side at Belmont and Western, where Riverview Park is. And a few of my friends... they were classmates. They decided to go out to lunch, you know, to celebrate that we were ending, you know, the school year. This happened in 1986. And there was a Wags at Addison, on Addison Street, not too far from WGN Studio, you know, on Bradley Place. And so that was a good, that was a nice restaurant. People missed this place. It was owned by Walgreens. And then it turned into Shoney's, and then that was it. It's a shame. Maybe the reason they went out of business, maybe they built too many or they were in debt. Who knows? I don't know what happened. You know, but the food was good. It was very good. They had a good menu, nice wide selection of sandwiches, desserts. That was great. That was wonderful. Okay. And then let's see what else. Also, I found an ad for John's frozen pepperoni pizza. Of course, you know, I've talked about this on previous podcast episodes about John's Frozen Pizza, which was based in Chicago Heights. My mother used to buy this in the 70s and early 80s, and it was very good. You know, some people complain it was cardboard. Most of the time, frozen pizza is. Now they've enhanced it. It's a little better than today. But it was, what's so special about John's Frozen Pizza is, you know, when you're a kid, you get excited, and it was pretty good. I liked it. My mom bought it at Jewel and Dominick's. When we lived in the Ashburn area in the 70s, you know, I remember my memories that we had a John's Frozen Pizza, and you had a big liter, a big bottle of RC Cola, and you watch Creature Features on Saturday nights. A lot of people remember that. Or if you had friends over, my mom would just take the frozen pizza out of the freezer, plop it on a plate, throw it in the oven, and it's all set to go. That was good. They had the pepperoni sausage. They had hamburger one time, which is pretty good. I like that. And cheese, of course. Okay. And let's see. I found a cardboard carrying case from Canfield Soda. Sometimes the cases were wooden, and Canfield's was, the distribution center was at, let me get the right address, like 89th Street and State Street around there, like Indiana. We're in the Chatham area, the Chatham neighborhood. And, of course, Canfield's has been missed by a lot of people. They're famous for their ginger ale, their cream soda, their colas, the diet chocolate fudge. You know, some people say this, you can still find them in certain areas of the United States, or like 50-50. If you can find them on Amazon, you can, but I don't know if it's the same. I don't know. I haven't tried one. Not doubt it. But it was a Chicago company, you know, and had roots here. Also, I found a postcard from Lipton's department store. It was located at the River Oaks Shopping Center in Calumet City. A very fancy store. It had wonderful clothes, women's clothes, men's clothes, ties, suits, shoes. It was there opened in the 60s and it left. And, of course, the famous location was State Street in Chicago. I heard on the news that now River Oaks Shopping Center, they're going to build a water park where Sears used to be. That'd be kind of cool. I'm glad it's going to bring some business. You know, we need that. You know, so that's good. You know, it's great for the kids. Also, I found a menu from Julian's Restaurant that was located at 103 East Chicago Avenue near the Water Tower Place. I remember seeing this restaurant and had a very interesting menu. And there's a photo floating around the internet somewhere, if you could find it. So that's kind of funny like that. Let's see what else. Let's see. Also, I found an ad for Linko Bleach. Everyone knows that Linko Bleach was founded in Chicago, and my mother used it. So, you know, you had Clorox. That was a famous speech. But to people to this day, when they buy bleach, you know, in a grocery store, they call it Linco, even though it's Clorox or some other brand, they still call it Linco. And if you're from Chicago, sometimes my mom calls it that, but it's not, it's Clorox. So, and she bought it a long time ago. It was a good product. It really was. It's a shame it went away. You know, who knows, might come back. I doubt it. Okay. Let's see what else. Ah, also, I found a postcard. This was from the Oak Brook Center Shopping Center in Oak Brook, Illinois, and it was the Baskin Clothing Store. Now, Baskin Clothing Store was located on State Street in Chicago. It sold men's clothing, women's, and it was beautiful. It really was. This opened in Oak Brook probably when Oak Brook opened 60 years ago in 1962, and it probably was there. And when I posted this photo, people loved it. They remembered that story. It was very, very nice. One quality merchandise, like most stores, like Marshall Fields, Carson's, and Weebles, you know. And also other clothing stores, like for Charles A. Stevens. Remember that? So that was kind of cool, you know, for me finding that. Let's see what else. Also, of course, I found an ad for Dressel's Bakery. Oh, how can this one go away? We missed the chocolate fudge cake, you know, the whipped cream, you know, and I wish somebody would continue that. Actually, they make this chocolate, the whipped cream chocolate fudge, the chocolate cake at Wolf's Bakery in Evergreen Park on 95th Street, west of Kedzie. Some people say it's the same. Some people say, no, it's not. It's not like the original, but it comes close. I haven't bought it yet. Someday I will. And but they also made pound cakes, coffee cakes. Also, if you want to order a cake for your birthday, graduation, or any occasion, you know, they were there. So that was kind of cool. Also, I found a picture of the toy department at Sears that was located in Chicago. Not the one, there were two Sears stores in Chicago on State Street. Not the one that was located, I think, like, I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly what street, but this one was the first Sears store that opened by Van Buren and Congress. And this photo was taken in December 8, 1964. It shows it was in the basement, I believe. And this was the toy department. It was kind of cool with the trucks, the Tonka trucks and all that. And I remember a memory where my mother took me there. And she bought me my first box of Dominoes. When I saw the box, it had not just the white dots. It had different colors. And it looked, to me, it was fascinating as a little boy. And I begged my mom to buy it for me, and she did. So that was kind of cool to play Dominoes. Some came orange, blue, red, yellow, green. That was nice. That was very nice. Let's see, what anything else? Ah. Yesterday on August 5th was the 50th anniversary where Dirty Dragon from the BJ and Dirty Dragon show made an appearance at Fort City Shopping Center. I did not see him because I didn't live in the area at that time. I moved in 1974, you know, in the Ashburn area. But I remember watching him on TV on Channel 32 with Bill Jackson. I talked about him when he passed away earlier this year. And it's a podcast. It was a podcast episode. You can find it if you'd like to listen to. And I love the show. I really do. And he also did Giggle Snort Hotel, which I heard that the entire series will be on DVD. It will be available soon, probably in the fall. And once that's available, I'm going to buy it. I can't wait. Look, it's not Cartoon Town. It's not the BJ and Dirty Dragon. So it's something. At least the characters, all the characters are there, but it's at a hotel. So that's fine. Okay. Let's see what else. And so that's it. So that's it for the show today. And I'll do a recap of what I discussed. I discussed about the Rusty the Handyman from the Bozo's Super Sunday Show, and that was Robin Urich. He played him, and he passed away a few days ago. Also, I talk about school supplies from the 1970s and my memories of that. And also, I did a recap of some posts that I posted on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland. Once this episode is published, you can find it on any podcast available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Amazon Music, Spotify. I've known this for a while, but if you have the Amazon Fire Stick, and the app for Spotify is there, so you can listen on your TV if you'd like. You know, you can also listen on your phones, tablets, in the car, anywhere, wherever it's available. And also listen to my other podcast, TV Oblivion. And I'll probably do an episode of that tomorrow. We'll see. Or Tuesday. You know, I'll get that ready. And I will do another episode of Vanished Chicagoland Stories soon. That'll be episode 155. That'd be kind of fun. I haven't decided what I'm going to talk about, but we'll see. Okay. Excuse me. So this is Pete Costanza, your host of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and I will too. It's hot this weekend, so stay cool. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye for now. And bye-bye for me. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.